Amen. Thank you, Helen. That was great. So we're going to move into our communion time now. And if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are welcome to join us. Can I have some help handing these out? And I've asked Sammy to pray over the bread and the juice for us.
So this morning, as I was meditating, the passage that came to me was in the book of Psalms, Psalm 107. And he says, "Give thanks to the Lord because he is good. His faithful love continues forever." And sometimes, as Christians, our expectations perhaps are not met. But one thing stands secure and steadfast, that our God is a true God. And we should always find time to thank God for the good things that come our way. So the encouragement today is, when you go away, just write down 5 things that you are grateful to God for. I'm sure for most of us, it will be more than 5. So just thank God, because His mercy endures forever. So God, this morning, we give you all the praise. We thank you for bringing us here to worship you. We pray, dear God, that you continue to tune our hearts, so that we would worship you as you desire and deserve. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to bless this bread and bless this wine to our bodies, for Christ's sake. Amen.
Amen. So we're going to move into the notices. I only have one notice, unless anybody else has any more. And that notice is about a very special birthday. Thank you. Not connected to the bin. But yes, there is a very special birthday, and it is Pauline. Her birthday is actually today, is it? It's today. Pauline's not with us, but she is on Zoom. So we're going to try and sing to Pauline, and I will see if we can pick up your beautiful tones. So let's sing to Pauline. Happy birthday. I hope Pauline picked that up, because I think that was our best version yet. There were harmonies. It was epic. Are there any other notices that I've missed? I don't think there are. That's good. Okay. Edmund.
men's Bible study is every Wednesday here from 7:30 to 9. And because this is eternal life, to know God. And you know God through what he has said. So the men are going through a book of the Bible. At the moment we're in 2 Timothy. And if you are a man and you can make it, please join us.
Excellent. Yes, men's Bible study every Wednesday. If you are a man, get yourself there. If you are not, don't. Okay. So today is our all-age service. If you weren't aware, this means the children are staying in. And it would be nice if you're a child, if you could join me at the front, because I might need you. Or if you consider yourself youthful and sprightly. Okay. This is going to go well, I can tell. All right. Well, you may want to join me in a bit. Let's see what happens. And there might be some interaction needed. And it's too late to walk out, so you're stuck with us. So first of all, I've got a question. Has anybody ever been lost? I've been lost. How does it feel when you're lost? You're going to have to put your hands up because I won't remember who it was.
Sad.
Sad? Yes.
It's all frustrating.
Frustrating. You've never been lost, James?
Scary.
It does feel scary, doesn't it? Norma was going to say that, Joe. You've stolen her answer. It does feel scary, doesn't it? I used to get lost quite a lot when I was a child, apparently. It's debatable as to whether I was scared or whether I enjoyed it. Because you know where the Aldi is on the corner of Claremont Road? That used to be a shopping giant when I was small. And I used to get lost in there frequently. But famously, it's not famous, but it's famous in my family anyway. Well, we went to the shops and we were walking in and my mum was getting the shopping trolley, so we'd not actually even got into the store, when an announcement came over the tannoy saying, "Can the parents of Laura Abigail Ogden please come to the till and collect her?" And she looked around and I was stood on a counter crying, looking. It was dramatic. There were shop workers around me. But I was well trained to know that I had to go and give all three of my names to a shop worker and get a tannoy announcement. But yeah, it is scary being lost, and it's sad, isn't it? Is anyone good at giving directions? Who's the navigator? Do you know, before there were sat navs, who has a sat nav? You used to have to work it out yourself with a map. And I don't know if you're like me, now that there are sat navs, I'm one of those people who puts blind faith in the sat nav. The code goes in, I don't care where I am, where it's near, what I'm passing, I'm just going to follow the sat nav until I get there. There are other people who use the sat-nav but also have the backup plan of an atlas or a map and a kind of loose idea of which motorways they're going to take on a journey, right? John Platt once, Helen and I, many years ago, were going to see our friend Susan in a play. And I don't think we'd been driving long, had we, Helen? So we were kind of new road users. And John Platt gave us some directions. And to this day, I'm amazed how he did it. Because we had some post-its. And they were so detailed that they said things like, "Look out for the loose stones as you turn to the right." on a gradual incline through the trees. And we were like 3 hours from Salford, and I was like, but Helen, how does he know there are loose stones here? This is insane. But he is better than any sat-nav I have ever come across. But why am I wittering on about directions? This is where I really do need some children or some volunteers of some sort. And it's a game, so it's, you know, it's going to be worth your while. But if you don't come, I'm going to volunteer people in the way that Paul asked you to volunteer readers last week, which was just not volunteering at all, was it? It was completely mean by some of you. Look, I've got cones and everything. Is anyone going to come on, James? The cones. It's very exciting. Okay, this is good. So, would you children like to place some cones up this aisle for me? You can do that, I'm sure. Yes. There's two there, I think, aren't there? These are my special cones when I do my football drills late at night, so be careful. Have you got those as well? Cool. You've got two. Right, if you could place them up and down this walkway for me, at your will, that would be great. Anywhere up there. Best if there's some distance between them. I mean, that's very neat. some healing going on right now. Okay, that looks good. If you know the one right at the back, that could like go around the corner maybe towards the exit. What do you think? Yes. That's nice. Okay, that'll do us. Thank you. Good cone placing. If you want to make your way back towards me, weaving in and out of the cones, that might be nice. Let's see your weaving skills. Oh, that one might need some space. There's weave difficulty there. Yes, good stuff. Well done. Okay, now I need you to find a person who might be our volunteer. From the crowd, who are you going to go for? George, come along. Now, we're about to scare George with our blindfold, okay? Because it's scary when you're lost, so this is our blindfold. Okay, so George is lost, right? And we need to direct George to the exit around the cones using only our voices. Do you reckon we could do it? Yeah? Without George hurting himself? Who wants to have a go at directing George? You want to have a go at directing? You can give him the first... Oh, no, you can't guide him. You can only speak, okay? So you've got to go straight, George.
Straight?
I know there's a chair on there somewhere.
Right. Right.
Turn right.
straight.
Keep going, guys.
Stop. Straight.
Stop, off.
I think my sat nav's gone bust. Turn.
Yeah.
Ooh!
Left.
Stop.
Right. Straight.
Stop.
I'm turning all sorts of.
Straight.
Straight.
No.
No. Left.
Speak up, please.
Straight. Left.
Left.
Straight.
Straight.
Left. Left.
Wow, I'm way out of the sink here.
Left. Turn and then left.
I can hear Edmund over there, so I should be going in that direction.
Small steps. Small steps. Small steps to the right.
Turn. Then small steps to the right.
I can't do any smalls. I can't try to do anything.
Stop. Left. Left. Just a little. Skip. Skip.
Jump.
Jump. Straight. Stop. Small step to the right. Six. Straight.
That way.
Keep going. Straight.
Oh, wow.
Well done, George. Well done, directors. Was that scary, George? Was it scary being lost? Well, you'll be pleased to know I'm not finished with you. So, you're not done, George. Sorry. I'm sorry about this. I don't make the rules. Okay, so we're going to try that one more time. But this time, hopefully, it's going to be a little bit easier. Because James is going to lead you. And James isn't going to be blindfolded. All right? Do you think you can do it, James? So you can hold your granddad's hand and show him the way to go. How does that feel? So James, you can use your voice and your hand, okay? And tell your granddad which way to go. Go for it. Well done, James. Well done, George. Well volunteered. George, which of those journeys would you say were easier?
Definitely the second.
So it was easier when you had somebody to show you the way. Interesting. Interesting. So, guess what I'm going to talk about now? I'm going to talk about the way to get somewhere. I'm going to talk about the way to get to a very special place. Who knows where the place might be? Seth? Huh?
Heaven.
Heaven. That is a good guess. Well done. But no, it's the right answer. It's not a good guess. I'm going to talk about the way to get to heaven. And wouldn't it be great if we had somebody like James showed George to show us the way? Somebody who was willing to walk next to us every day so that we wouldn't get lost. That'd be good, right? So I want you to listen very carefully to this next Bible reading and see if you discover who might be able to show us the way to heaven. Okay, so there's going to be a question at the end which you might have to answer. And the reading's from John chapter 14, verses 1 to 6. And it says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" And Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So according to that Bible reading, who can show us the way to our Father's house in heaven? James.
Jesus.
Jesus. That is the right answer. Well done. In fact, Jesus doesn't just say he can show us the way. He says he is the way. If we want to get to our Father's house, then we need to go with Jesus. I'm going to do some, I think I've asked four people if they can do some readings for us. And I want you to listen to these readings. They're all things that Jesus has said. See if you can spot what he says in all of them. So, it was Ruth first, and I can't, oh, there she is.
This is Matthew 4:18. "As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. 'Come, follow me,' Jesus said."
And two girls.
"He said to another man, 'Follow me,' but he replied, 'Lord, first let me go and bury my father.'
The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, 'Follow me.'"
Thank you. And our last reading is Joe.
This is Matthew chapter 9, verse 9. "As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. 'Follow me,' he told him. And Matthew got up and followed him."
Thank you. Thank you, readers. Did anybody notice what Jesus said to everybody in each of those four readings? James?
"Follow me."
That's exactly what he said. Well done. And Jesus called his disciples to follow him, not simply geographically. What does geographically mean? Does anybody know? Neither do I. Space, thank you. So it means not around, maybe I've used the wrong word. Not around the area. He didn't just want them to follow him around the area. But he also wanted them to follow him into all eternity. Jesus calls us to follow him too, because he is the way. The wonderful thing about that is that Jesus isn't simply just the way for us to know Father God one day in the future. Jesus is the way for us to know Father God today and to become a part of his family today. He's the way to a relationship with God, both now and in the future. And so it makes sense to listen to what Jesus says, doesn't it? And to obey him, so that we don't get lost. One of the main ways that we can listen to what Jesus is saying to us is by reading our Bible, because he speaks to us a lot in there. And the most important thing you could do with your day is to pick up your Bible, to read a few of the things that Jesus says, and then talk to him about them. How do we talk to him about them? Sophie?
Pray.
Praying, yes. Praying is talking to God. So if you don't already do that, I mean, I don't do that every day, and I should. But if you don't already do that, can I encourage you to make sure that that's what you try and do? Spend some time with God. It's the most important part of your day. It's one thing to know that Jesus is the way, and it's another thing altogether to walk alongside him and follow him each day. Just like James walked alongside his dad. He never left him, his granddad, sorry. He never left him, did he? George was a bit scared because he couldn't see where he was going. But he knew James had hold of his hand, so he would be all right. Well, that's what Jesus does with us. Sometimes in life, we don't know where we're going. We don't know what's going to happen next or what we're doing. But Jesus has said he'll never leave us. And he'll walk with us every day. He'll take us around the cones, which are the bad things sometimes that we have to face. And he'll show us the way to be with his Father forever. And that's all I wanted to say today. But I am going to offer you the opportunity to have another go at the cones, now you've seen what we have to do. Does anyone want to be blindfolded? Who wants to have a go? Surely. No one wants to be blindfolded. Okay. Well, in that case, we will wrap it up there. You can play with the cones when nobody's watching, if that's what you're waiting for. And I'm going to say a prayer in closing. So, Father God, I thank you for your Son, Jesus. I thank you that he is the way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. I thank you that he's promised to walk alongside us throughout this life and to guide us to our eternal promise with you. Father, I ask that you'll help us to remember how important it is to put you first and to ask you to walk with us through each day, to talk to you and to listen to your word and your instructions for us. And Father, I pray that you bless us as we go from here and help us to have a great week. And in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So we have finished slightly early, which means there is some mingling time for you, and hopefully some tea and coffee available in the room next door. Thank you.